Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. And right now, this time of the year, we're in the spring of the year, going into the summer days here. And, you know, my children, sometimes they talk about, you know, even my grandchildren, they talk about when they're afraid of the thunderstorms. And I go to tell them, you know, what they're doing is they're coming along and they're cleaning everything up for us. And we start to look at a storm in a different way. We look at the clouds coming on in, and we see the birds, you know, go find place to perch. We see all the bugs go and are gone. And everything is looking to be somewhere else besides the rain that's coming and the thunders, you know. And I explained to them, well, look, you know, do you see any bugs out? And then when they see one inside the house, they're like, hey, there's one, see? And I have to explain to them, well, yeah, they're coming inside because they're getting out of the rain, you know. And then right away, you know, they want to kill it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, we don't just go around and kill those things. And I do my best, you know, to capture them and with my hands or with something, and then go put them outside. You know, same way with spiders. I mean, my daughter, when she was little, she was deathly afraid of spiders. And now that time is come and gone, and explain to them, you know, the significance of spider webs and spiders in conjunction to us and what roles they play. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got summer that's here, you know, and now the summer is good and great for, got a lot of insects for sure. And everything is pollinating something, you know. And life goes on, and they're pollinating it for not just for themselves and for everything to live and everything to be green and grassy and flowery, but they're pollinating so that we can go on living too. And I have to explain that to all of my children, you know, and everybody, and how that is in conjunction to our well-being and our way of life. And you know, it's a good time because now, you know, things are growing, and those things that are coming out of the earth, like the berries, are coming up, and everything else, the milkweeds and, you know, the fiddleheads, the leeks, mushrooms, all you name it, it's all out there. And all of those things have come into bloom, and some of them are coming into bloom. And now is the time that I've been teaching them, you know, when those things happen and why those are first and why these are second, and they just keep it, you know. It's kind of almost like if you give us all something all at the same time, you know, are we going to eat it all? Can we, or will it spoil? It's kind of like its own refrigerator, you know what I mean? Where, okay, this comes into bloom first in the spring of the year, then this does, you know, like the leeks and the morel mushrooms and the maple syrup, and then it goes on and on and on and on until the end of the year, because we got rice coming on in, and that's going to be a main staple for us. It is for my family. I mean, we all love Wild Rice. And that's coming on in. And then you got a fall of the year. That's when the rice is here. That's when everything is, all the leaves are turning into their natural colors through photosynthesis and all of that stuff, you know, showing their true colors. It's not green, as everybody would like it to believe, but the true colors are underneath that color. And those things are happening for us, you know, and you go and it's a wonder to behold, you know. You can actually see now. And then that's when I go on out and I take note, and I tell my children, take notes, because these kind of trees turn yellow, these kind turn rust color, these kind turn red, and so forth. And then that's where these are at. And then the bark, this is how the bark looks, and this is what we can use with the bark. You know, you got the basswoods out there, you got the evergreens, you got tamarack, you name it, it's all out there, oak. And then you can figure out and find on out what different woods to use for what. That's a skill and a mindset. And I remember my dad and his friend's still alive. My dad has passed on now, but they would go over the naming the trees, what trees are what. And I didn't realize that they had so many names, and then what those names mean. So anyway, you know, that was in the Ojibwe language, and even in English, you know, or any language, but how they say it in our language is phenomenal. Then you got, you know, the wintertime. That's when the blanket comes, you know, and puts everything to sleep for us. And then there's the winter months and the things that we use in the winter and how to take care of our homes and how, you know, that's when our storytelling comes on in. And we all know that. So anyway, I'd like to thank you all again for tuning on in to the Ojibwe Way of Life. And there's lots more to it. I'm glad that you've been following me along through the series. And yeah, we get a lot out of it. Any life, any kind of, even bugs, you know. So, all right, thank you for tuning on in. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.